like, where'd I go?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Blunt.
Lost and Found Vintage Market is celebrating their 3-year anniversary at Thompson's Point inside Brick South, November 3rd, noon to 5 p.m. Featuring 70 vendors offering vintage clothing, jewelry, decor, records, and more. That's the Lost and Found Market, Sunday, November 3rd, from noon to 5 p.m. at Thompson's Point. People's Inclusive Welding offers a safe and supportive environment for underserved and underrepresented communities to earn a skilled trade by completing a welding training program. More info at piwsopo.org. That's piwsopo.org.
Boo! This is Blunt Youth Radio, WMPG, Gorham, Portland, 90.9 FM.
Tonight is a very frightful night. This is our Halloween episode, and we're getting spooky.
You may hear us speak to ghosts, ghouls, and maybe even an alien. But first, a story. An evil story by our members Jonah, Mayim, and John. In a radio station, in the middle of the night, there was Josh. Finishing his story on the killer killings, he sat upon a chair and munched on toast with blood. Pig's blood, that is. Pencil sharpeners were dumped onto his Josh like confetti from a bizarre celebration. He shimmied across the station, the glow of the control panel illuminating his path, and backflipped onto a chaotic pile of squished bananas and rotting pumpkins. Just then, the door creaked open, and in walked the love freaky bobblehead. Jovial Killing, a creature of twisted charm and unsettling energy. With every step, its oversized head bobbed wildly, as if it were sharing a secret with the air.
Josh!
It exclaimed, its voice a high-pitched melodic cackle.
You've got to hear this! The airwaves are buzzing with the latest from the underworld! Literally!
Josh paused, half a bloody toast in his mouth. His curiosity piqued.
What do you mean? Are we talking about the haunted frequencies again?
Jovial nodded enthusiastically, its head wobbling in a rhythm that seemed to defy gravity.
Even better, there's a new show taking over the midnight slot, Real Life Ghost Interviews. They're making a splash, and I think it's time we dive in.
Josh raised an eyebrow, wiping crumbs from his chin.
And how exactly do we get in on that? You know I prefer my stories grounded in reality, however gruesome.
This is reality,
Jovial insisted, bouncing on its toes.
Think about it. Imagine the ratings. Plus, we can stir the pot with our own twist. Think about a killer who interviews ghosts while sharing your infamous toast.
Josh chuckled, the absurdity of the idea warming his dark thoughts.
All right, let's spin it. But I'm not letting you hold the mic. Last time, you scared off my best callers.
With a determined glint in its beady eyes, Jovial jumped onto the table, scattering the remaining sharpeners like confetti.
No promises, but let's get that equipment ready. We need a ghost story to kick things off. What about the tale of the spectral butcher? You know, the one whose ghost haunts the local meat shop?
Josh nodded slowly, feeling a strange excitement build.
Sure, but let's add a twist. How about the butcher was actually a ghost who became a killer? Something that ties the two together.
The clock ticked down to midnight, as they prepped the station for their unusual broadcast. The lights flickered ominously. Outside, the wind howled, whispering secrets of the past. The night was young, and the stories were just beginning to unfold.
Let's do this!
Jovial exclaimed, thrusting a microphone into Josh's hands.
And remember, keep that toast handy. It'll make for a killer prop.
With a deep breath, Josh leaned into the microphone, his voice steady and chilling.
Welcome to the Midnight Horror Hour, where we blur the lines between the living and the dead. Tonight, we have a tale that might just send shivers down your spine.
As he spoke, the shadows in the studio danced, and outside, a figure watched from the darkness, a smile creeping above its ghostly face.
so this is the ghost segment of the show, and you're here with Janelle and
Eva.
And we just heard a very spooky story.
Chills are going up my spine right now. Oh my goodness.
So for those who aren't versed in the Blunt lore, we recently had a show where we spoke with expert ghost hunters, and then it followed up with a Ouija board.
The WMPG station was visited by a silly millennial ghost who threatened us with some banana peels. As of right now, no one has fallen victim, but still, just putting it out there, look out for those banana peels. You have a ghost on your tail.
However, we are going to revisit the ghost at the station today.
Ooh, I'm nervous.
Me too.
First, we're going to play Charlie Charlie, and then we're going to follow it up by returning to the Ouija board.
So, in front of us right now is two pencils balanced like a cross, ready to turn to the yes or no boxes. So, let's see who is with us.
Ooh, oh my god.
Okay, first let's start off with our intentions.
As we learned a few episodes ago from the ghost hunters, mm-hmm. that when you're ghost hunting, you never want to go in too rambunctious or just very rude. You want to clear the air and mm-hmm. state your intentions to make sure that the ghosts know that you have no malintent. So this is going out to all the ghosts that may be on the radio waves.
Peace, yes.
We come in peace.
I just want to hear what you have to say.
We have no malintent. We're ready mm-hmm. to have an open conversation, and we just want to get to know you on this spooky Halloween night. Yeah. Not that you're spooky. You could be a nice ghost. Yeah. We met a silly ghost last time.
Okay. Let's
start.
So, Charlie,
is there a ghost here? Oh my goodness. The pencil is moving right now.
Oh my god.
The pencil was a straight cross, but now the one on top is moving slightly up. And as it moves up, the pencil is beginning to point to the yes box. Do you feel something here?
Yes, I'm literally getting goosebumps.
Janelle, there's a goosebump everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It appears we do have a ghost with us. Charlie, are you in the Halloween spirit? Oh my god, no. The pencil is moving again, this time a little bit slower. It's moving, and it's moved from the yes, and now it's in a neutral position, but now it's continuing to move. The pencil is at no.
Oh, wow. Is there a reason, to not resonate with this holiday? Does it make you uncomfortable, Charlie?
Whoa, the pencil just wiggled.
No.
Okay, so Charlie is not a fan of Halloween, you know?
I understand. Yeah.
Maybe,
it's not everyone's cup of tea.
You have a dairy allergy or, a peanut allergy, literally. And the candy just isn't for you. I get that.
Literally. It's okay. We're here for you.
Have you ever dressed up for Halloween, Charlie? Oh my gosh. Immediate no.
Wow.
So, we really have a Halloween hater on our hands.
I know. It's okay, though. I understand. I get that a lot of people try to toy with you on this holiday, I guess, because you are a ghost. So
yeah. It must be hard for you.
Yeah,
I resonate with that.
Yeah, period.
You know, you're not a ghost just on Halloween. You're a ghost every day of the year. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's crazy that you only get attention on Halloween. Ghosts are here all the time, and that's
with
okay.
us, yes.
Yeah. So, love goes out to you.
Our next question, Charlie. Did someone hurt you?
It's moving. The pencil is moving.
Yes.
It's moving really slow and tipping back and forth, but now it has stopped moving and is just tipping on yes.
I'm so sorry, Charlie.
Charlie,
you're in our hearts.
I hope you're okay.
Yeah. This moves into our other question, Charlie. Do you like humans? Is that who
hurt you?
Yeah, literally.
The pencil is moved into the neutral position, and it's teetering back and forth between yes and no. I'm going to take that as an inconclusive. Charlie, I get that.
Yeah, humans aren't my favorite either,
You know, you gotta watch out, and especially as a ghost around Halloween, I can totally see how you could be the butt of some joke. That's not fair, and
Sorry for laughing. Oh my god. I didn't mean to, Charlie.
Charlie, we have no malintent. It's literally all good. Okay. Well, you know, it's okay. We're humans, but we're not here to hurt you. We're just here to chill out, have a conversation. But you said someone hurt you earlier.
Yeah.
We have another question.
Charlie, were you hit by a car? Was there blood?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Oh my god.
Charlie.
Was it a Tesla?
Yes, it's rocking.
No way.
Charlie, was it specifically the Cybertruck model of a Tesla?
Oh, heavy yes.
Heavy yes. It's wiggling back and forth repeatedly.
Those things, I hate those things, Charlie.
I resonate because every time I see the Cybertrucks driving around my town, I think, how do you know what that's... Is that good for anything? Like, literally. What are you doing with that? How is it useless. Different than a car? I saw something online and they ripped off the side of it and it was stuck together by glue. And I thought, that can't be safe. It isn't safe. You got hit by a Cybertruck.
Wow, Elon. Please explain this if you're listening.
We're really sorry. And you know what? I'm so sorry. This is just igniting my anger even more.
We stand with you, Charlie.
We stand with you against the Cybertrucks. Mm-hmm. Cybertrucks are terrible for ghosts. And now we know this and we'll spread the word.
Literally. Okay. So, Charlie, one of our last questions. Do you wear Louboutins with the red bottoms?
What the heck? The pencil is levitating.
Oh my god, Charlie.
And it's moving.
What does this mean?
It's teetering back and forth. It's teetering like a seesaw. Tater tots on a seesaw. It's going back and forth between yes. Charlie, do you own
I see you, Charlie.
Red bottoms?
Yes. I see you.
The pencil is still teetering.
Okay.
Charlie, share some with the rest of us. Wow.
Fashion, who got your inheritance? Like, where's our cut?
Are you wearing them right now? Like, I'm jealous.
Literally.
Oh.
Oh, no.
They're not.
You're not wearing
well,
them.
Well, you had them at one point, and that's like all that matters. That's so awesome. Dang. Well, Charlie, you know, we've been talking to you for a little bit now, and are you really Charlie, or are you playing a sneaky little prank on us?
And are you the
WMPG ghost? Are you back? Oh my god. Okay? No.
No, okay.
This was a kind of abrupt swing to the no. Mm-hmm. I'm sensing a little tension.
Yeah, or do you guys have beef?
Charlie, do you know WMPG ghost? Yes. Oh.
Are you friends?
No.
Oh, so are you enemies?
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. Well, first of all, I just want to apologize because you're both ghosts doesn't mean that you are WMPG ghost.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot of different ghosts out there, so I just want to clear the air. I'm really sorry about that. That's totally on me. And I don't know what happened between you two, but my heart goes out to
you
because...
I'm sure you guys could resolve it, though.
Yeah. You know, there's always time to make amends.
And we can do that soon, maybe.
Yeah.
But our last question, Charlie, did the WMPG ghost hit you with the Cybertruck?
Oh my god,
no wonder why you guys have beef.
Bro, wow. I would have beef too if I got hit by a Cybertruck. You know, when WMPG Ghost spoke with us last time, they said that they had ciliosis and that's how they died. And I can't help but wonder, is the ciliosis the Cybertruck? Like, were they just too silly behind the wheel? I don't know, but we're about to find out because, Charlie, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank
but
you
now,
so much, Charlie.
Thank you. We're going to talk to WMPG Ghost.
The
long-awaited return. So we are now moving from our Charlie game to the Ouija board, our beloved Ouija board that we have here at Blood. And so for those of you who don't know what a Ouija board is, there is this board that has yes and no in the top corners, and then in the middle there's an alphabet, and then in the bottom there's some numbers and a sign
it
that says
goodbye.
And there's kind of a, I want to say like a message, called a message indicator. And it's kind of like a plastic thing and you move it, a plastic dial almost, and you move it across the board. And so we'll put our fingers on it, but we won't be moving. Janelle, will you be moving the message indicator?
No, I don't do that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our fingers there just so we can feel it moving, mm-hmm. but we're going to ask WMPG Go some questions on the Ouija board.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to start off and say, is this WMPG ghost? It's been a while. Janelle, are you moving it?
No.
I'm not moving it either.
My hands are like hovering above the thing. Oh,
for those of you out there listening, it's creeping along towards the upper left-hand corner.
Y-E-S.
And yes?
Yes.
WMPG ghost. Oh my gosh. It's so good to be back with you. We missed you.
Are you trying to resolve your beef with Charlie?
We are. I also have to raise an eyebrow at you because last time we spoke, you did not tell me that you killed someone with a Cybertruck.
Yeah, clearly you're holding some shame.
Yeah, we are ready to clear the air, though, because Charlie just spoke with us, and yeah. Now, we're going to ask you, do you know Charlie? Because Charlie knows you. Are you moving it, Janelle? What?
Whoa, an aggressive yes.
It jutted over
the
there.
Tension. I cannot.
So, WMPG Ghost, would you say that you're friends with Charlie?
Oh,
it's kind of right to the middle, but it's more towards the yes side.
Wait, really?
That's crazy. WMPG Ghost.
This is must be one-sided because
yeah.
Charlie said you guys are enemies.
Okay, well, did you hit Charlie
with your Cybertruck?
Will you admit to that? It's moving in circles. Neither of us are moving it, but it's moving in circles very fast. Well, I don't really know what to take that as. I don't think you're ready. No. WMPG Ghost, are you?
What on God's green earth?
Are you being honest or are you denying this?
Are you lying in Charlie's name?
Charlie would never lie to us, and you wouldn't lie to us.
Charlie's a real one.
So I don't know who to believe, but
personally, I believe Charlie. Like,
I think I do, too, because there's just something about Cybertrucks that I don't trust.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. WMPG Ghost, I wish you would tell the truth, but maybe you are. Maybe there's, like, a miscommunication going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. Well, another question. Final question for you, actually, WMPG Ghost. We gotta keep this short tonight.
Yeah.
Do you wear Louboutins?
With red bottoms? No.
Do you want them?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that why you hit Charlie?
It's not moving from the yes. WMPG Ghost.
I see how it is.
WMPG Ghost.
You're just jealous of Charlie.
Did you kill Charlie for the red bottoms? Yes.
Whoa.
Oh my god. Okay,
I can't believe this.
I mean, we can't blame you, but also we can blame you. Why would you do that?
Literally.
I don't really know what to say to you. I'm kind of like, we're kind of beefing now, WMPG Ghost.
You are not on my good side, and I don't think I'll be contacting you again. Sorry, girl.
I think we're kind of done. Yeah. You know, also, you told us you were going to send us banana peels, and you never did. So, you just keep lying. So.
Disappointed.
I don't really know what to say to that.
Really, all I can say is bye.
Yeah, G-bye. We're actually going to hear from a few other Blunt members, Jack and Nika. Who had a few words with Mary.
Thank you. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, a folk legend icon summoned at sleepovers across the world, has very mysterious origins. Sometimes she's depicted as an apparition to assist in your divination efforts, advertised in the early 1900s as a ghost who will show you your future husband's face. Sometimes she's a friend with foresight, and sometimes she's a malevolent phantom covered in blood. Here's how you summon her.
Step 1. Be alone. In a dark room with not a single light on, and with a mirror before you, you must be alone to call upon Bloody Mary. Step 2. With a candle or match lit, speak her name 3 times. Peer into the mirror looking for Mary. Step 3. If she does not appear to you, spin 3 times to awaken her spirit. Step 4. After you have gotten what you need from the ritual, be sure to blow out the candle to close the window between her world and yours. Make sure nothing has come out of the mirror that doesn't want to go back in.
We're here in the WMPG offices. We're going to summon Bloody Mary.
I'm really scared. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm terrified. Do you want to go first?
I guess.
Oh my God.
I'm alone in the WMPG bathroom. I'm going to light the candle. All right. It's time to say her name. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. I guess I have to spin now. It's awfully cold in here. The silence is freaking me out. I don't know what to do. I don't know how much longer I can stay in this room. I'm too scared. I'm gonna blow the candle out.
I'm in front of the mirror. I'm looking at myself. I'm a little bit scared. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. I'm like hearing noises. I don't know what's going on. I'm a little bit scared. I do like feel uneasy. Like I actually feel like I'm gonna throw up. Okay. I'm gonna spin around. I'm like scared to look in the mirror. I'm looking down. I thought for a second that there's like this pole behind me. I thought it was a cross for a second. I do feel like there is like a weird vibe being like I can hear my peers outside, and it feels very liminal in here, like I'm away from everything, and it is creepy for sure. I actually feel uneasy. Okay. We just realized that in the room we're producing this piece in, there's a mirror where she might have come through.
It's adjacent to the mirror in the bathroom where we both did the ritual.
Like, almost like if the there could be, like, she could walk through it from one mirror to the other. It's weird.
Yeah, we're wondering if maybe when we summoned her, she went out the other way. We don't know.
So there might be a Bloody Mary here in the studio.
I think we just made a big mistake.
This story was produced by Jack and Nika for Blunt Youth Radio. To end tonight's show, we will be talking about Halloween candy, which is arguably the star of the holiday. We'll have 3 rounds, beginning with a blind tasting of fruit chews to see if we can guess the flavors, which are orange, vanilla, lemon, lime, and cherry. My name is Beulah, and I will be your host for the rest of the night, and I'm here with
Chloe,
Jack,
Yuji,
Kay, and John. Let's start. Everybody's going to close their eyes, and we're going to get 1 fruit chew each, and we'll have to guess which flavor.
What the crunching sound is.
The crunching is tinfoil, because that's what the fruit chews are wrapped up in. So, okay, who's gonna go first?
I will.
Kay.
Okay.
So close your eyes so you don't see the color. Eat the fruit chew. talk us through what your eating experience is like. What flavors are you tasting?
I think I taste cherry.
Okay. I think I have vanilla.
It's really large.
Can I open my eyes after I put it in my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the flavors again?
We have orange, vanilla, lemon, lime, and cherry.
I think I have lime.
Okay.
I'm not really tasting anything. I think vanilla, maybe?
I have vanilla and it tastes kind of like, almost like powdery, like a little bit like wood.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking lemon then.
Do we check now?
You can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go for it.
Oh, I think I had orange. And I was correct.
I was correct, too.
I was also correct.
I was correct.
Some candies, like you can't always tell what the flavor is, but I feel like Fruit Chews does it pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Mine are yellow, but that could honestly be either vanilla or lemon. So, who knows, I guess.
Okay, and now we will be ranking chocolate candies. With first being the best and fourth being the worst. And the four types that we have are Three Musketeers, Milky Way, Snickers, and Twix. So, let's start with Three Musketeers, I guess.
It's very soft.
It's very soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not for me. No thanks.
I'm a really big candy fan. This is really good.
I think this is not for me.
I think it's pretty good. It's almost like Play-Doh. Except it's not salty, but I always liked Play-Doh, so.
Is it called, like, nougat? Yeah. Is that what it's called? Love that.
It's like chocolate nougat, too.
Yeah, it's
I think
so
it's
good.
Pretty good. It's like, I don't know. Sometimes you want something a little soft.
Okay.
Not me, though, guys.
Same.
What's next?
Oh, wait. What ranking?
Oh, like
I'm going to say that's third. No, out of four. Because we're eating four types. Okay, I'm going to say this is three.
Three, yeah.
Definitely fourth for me.
Definitely a four.
Yeah.
I'd also say three.
Okay, and now let's eat the Milky Way.
Amazing. Okay.
You can't open it.
It's okay, power through it.
It's like just the same thing with caramel. It's like 10 times sweeter than an already really sweet candy, so. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of adds, like, texture to it, though.
I like this one less. It's not.
This is a four.
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
Four.
I'm going to give it a three.
I'm giving it a three.
I'm not sure. I don't hate it, but I'm going to say four. Okay. And now let's go with the Snickers.
I think it's a little bit better because it has more texture, but still, that's, like, not
my
favorite.
I like that less. Can I, like, change my ranking?
No, you can't change your ranking.
What?
It's set in stone.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Second.
Second.
But it would be fourth.
This is my first favorite.
I think it's also my first favorite. I really like peanut and chocolate. I think that's a really good combination. It's a little bit, it's kind of like the caramel is kind of stringing out and sticking to my face, though, which is not great. So, okay, and our last kind of chocolate that we're going to be trying is Twix.
This one is my favorite.
Agreed. I have a giant bag of these in my car, so.
Lucky.
They're okay.
I have to put it as first, but I don't like that it sticks to your teeth.
Yeah, this is fourth for me. I'm not a big fan. It's not bad, but it's not great.
Put it second.
Thanks for that.
Okay, and now we're done with the chocolate ranking. So for our last round, we're going to be eating controversial candy. Some candies just make people feel strongly, and maybe we can settle the debates once and for all. So we have candy corn, dots, and whoppers. What do you guys want to start with?
Dots.
Okay.
Okay.
You gotta get really close to the mic so they're smacking you.
Okay. ASMR.
They're really good, but they stick to your teeth, and I don't like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't love the texture.
Yeah, they stick to your teeth, but they're like, they're also like little like domes of joy, and I like them.
This is true.
Yeah, like dots are like gross, but like they're also they just like make you instantly happy because they're like they're in a dot shape, and they're happy in color and they're dot in shape.
Yes.
They're very nostalgic, I think, because it's like a grandma candy that you would have in your purse.
Mm-hmm. It's not your first pick, but, you know, there's some good parts to it.
Yeah, I'm still going to eat it.
Same. I don't care, though.
Next, we have candy corn.
Yippee.
Candy corn is a big one, I think. It's like, it's such a symbol of Halloween, but I feel like nobody actually likes it.
Oh my gosh, wow.
It depends on what kind, like where it's from.
True. This one, I forget the brand. It's like Brock's or something.
It's okay, but I feel like if I eat like two more pieces, I might get like nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a candy corn hater. I'm very neutral on candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very normal about candy corn. And I would eat candy corn casually.
Agreed.
I like the pumpkin versions better because it makes me feel better about eating it.
But also it's like, when you're eating candy corn, I just feel like you're being festive.
Yeah.
And also, like, you're never going to buy it for yourself, so it's nice to, like, have it there.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. It tastes like you're biting a scented candle, but, like,
that's
in a good
true,
way.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting texture. It's, like, dry and powdery, but also sticky.
Yeah. I like it.
Me too.
Okay, our last controversial candy is Whoppers, which I didn't even know that they were controversial until tonight.
These are really good.
Better than dots. They're also dot in shape, but they don't like... They don't really, like, dome out.
Yeah, but they're
out.
Spherical. That's, like, the best shape ever.
They're spherical, yeah.
Wait, okay. How can dots and whoppers be the same shape? Like,
they're not.
Which
they're
one
not.
Is more dot-shaped?
That's a good question.
Probably dots.
I think probably dots. Because they're named dots. And, like, dot isn't really a shape because it's flat.
That's true.
I might want more of this.
But I think the whoppers are really... I think they're better than dots just because, like, they taste better. But dots are definitely, like, they have a better vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you ask me who I'd rather hang out with at a party, I'd rather hang out with dots and not Whoppers. Like, Whoppers is definitely a better choice for, like, eating.
Whoppers do give, like, sinister
vibes,
yeah.
I feel like.
They're kind of evil.
They're kind of evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Spooky. They're a little sweet also.
Yeah.
They taste like kind of vanilla-y. It's like vanilla chocolate, like, feeling.
It's very weird, but I'd 1,000% rather hang out with a Dot than a Whopper.
It's probably people named Dot or Whopper.
I'm so
like
sorry.
Like a Dot went to clown school.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does Whopper do? Like,
Dot and Whopper, if you're
Whopper
hearing this right now.
Whopper sits on the couch, but, like, they have a lot of money for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Nepo baby.
Is there any candy that we did not eat tonight that you guys wish was here? Can you miss it?
Circus peanuts, because they're funny.
Oh.
They're really gross, but I think they're, like, really funny.
You know what should be here right now? Those Airheads Extremes that come in the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so good. They taste like...
Yeah, we need to do sour.
Exactly. They taste like this
candy?
Chapstick that I used to have when I was little, and I really loved it.
This is Eva from the studio coming in. We just had a caller ask if they could come in and guess what candy it was by you guys opening the package. Guess what type of candy
they're going to guess what candy we're opening
based on how you open it. And they're going to call in. They're waiting to be on the air. They'll be on the air just... Oh, they're on the air right now.
Okay.
Hey, what is your name and where are you from? We're having some malfunctions with the phone, but we are going to try some candy, and all of our listeners can guess what candy we're opening.
Okay. Are you on?
Charlie?
Hi. What's your name?
This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for calling.
Sure, I was enjoying the show, and I just thought it would. I wanted to get in on the action.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's start with the first candy. I'm gonna get this really close to the mic.
What are my choices?
Let's say we'll do the candies that we've eaten tonight, which fruit chews. Dots, Whoppers, and then maybe we'll group the, like, chocolate thing, so Musketeers, Milky Way, Snickers, Twix can be, like, one.
Sure.
Okay. So, let's start with the first one. I'm gonna do this right now.
I'm gonna take a pop filter out.
That's Dots.
That is Dots. Great job.
Yep.
You're like spying in on the studio. You have like a microscope.
A microscope?
Binoculars.
Yeah, binoculars.
I'm really, really
Sorry.
Big, so I need a microscope to see. And,
Okay. Okay, we're going to do the second one right now.
Okay. Is that Kit Kat?
That is not a Kit Kat.
Oh.
Okay, we're ripping the candy apart right now to see.
Okay. Does it make a noise
Maybe
when you rip
it? Maybe you can chew it or see if it crunches or it's chewy.
You can chew it.
Chew it?
Yeah, he's asking you to chew it.
That's just another hint.
You gotta be loud.
I'm stumped.
Do you want us to try again with a new one? Like the same kind?
Well, could I have a hint? Could I have a hint of some sort?
Okay, what? So it's actually not one of the options, but it's very similar to one of the options. It's like the same exact texture, same brand.
Well, I feel cheated, because I thought it was one of those. Okay, so same brand. Okay.
It's very similar.
Snickers?
It's not Snickers.
Milky Way?
Nope.
You know, I think I should have quit at Dots. What is it?
Oh, it was a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, a Tootsie Roll. Oh, you know, yeah. That makes sense because I didn't hear that much. And
so, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so, we just...
Huh?
Another caller? We have another caller? Okay. hi, other caller?
Oh, hi! Hello.
Hi! What's your name?
Oh, this is Nora and Angie.
Hi, Nora and Angie. Let's start.
Are we okay? Wait, can we have options on what you have got? What
are our options? Okay, so your options are Dots, Tootsie okay. Rolls, okay. Snickers.
Okay.
Let's start.
Okay.
Do you want to do it, Yuji?
Okay.
Get it really
Hi,
up
Yuji.
Close to the mic.
Hi.
Sorry,
do you want to hear that again?
Yeah, we Wait, didn't hear. That? We didn't even hear. Oh. Oh, wait. Which one was
Tootsie
the last
roll.
One? No, it's...
My no.
Which is the... No, yes, Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
It's not Tootsie Roll. Your last
What's
options...
What's the last one?
There's Dots
the
and Snickers.
One. Snickers.
It is a Snickers. Good job.
Yay!
Yeah, you can eat it, Yuji.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for guessing.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me on air. Bye.
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 Thank you so much for coming on.
You have like 15 more callers.
Yeah, anybody can call in and guess... candy by the wrappers opening if they want. Okay, what do you guys think the best wrapper opening sound is? I really like Tootsie Rolls. It's like, I like the sound of paper
ripping. I
didn't
like the way Jack opened it.
What?
I liked it. You like ripped it into strips and that sounded really nice.
Oh my god. You know what? I love the sound of M&M's opening because it's like paper on the inside and it's plastic on the outside. Oh, it is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. That's fair. Yeah.
What are you eating? Okay, one.
I think we're gonna move to a song now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Blunt Youth Radio Halloween special, and thank you to Jack Brokaw and Eva Newman for engineering. We hope you have a dark and stormy rest of your night. Tune in to 90.9 next Thursday from 6 to 7 to hear more Blunt Youth Radio.
Questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be can be here. surprised by what I do for love. Some things I never expect. They killed a fan down by the stadium. Was only visiting, they beat him to death. Baby, it's